does not exist before those characteristics themselves. Here, the characteristics of space are that it is said to be unobscuring. So that which allows you to perceive something, because there is no obstruction between the object and yourself, is the space. So the quality of being unobscuring. And that which is said to have that quality cannot exist before the quality or the defining characteristic itself, because if it did, then space would exist without any defining characteristics. If space existed before its defining characteristics, then space would exist without any defining characteristics.
Tan dor da na nam kha che be me da da yi tong dan ko tong chen ko je ba am chen yi ting so nga ga de chen yi nga na de ne chen yi nga na tsu za me ba se na tsu chen yi de chen yi de men de de tsu za me de tsu za nga na tsu za de la chen yi me ba re chen yi me ba se na yang tsu za ma de
ba so
te ni tu nyam do so na Pente madhu vise na yang deva me vachara. Dise na tene madhu pare.
In short, we can analyze it in the following way. We have that which is defined, the space, and the defining characteristics that define it, its lack of any obscuration. So that which is defined, the space, cannot exist before the defining characteristics. Because if it did, then why are you saying it is something that is defined? What is defining it? What is defining its existence? There are no characteristics there to define its existence. But on the other hand, the defining characteristics cannot exist before that which is defined. Because if they did, then what are they defining? They're not defining anything. They're not defining characteristics. And the last possibility is that they come into existence at the same time. The definition and that which it defines come into existence at the same time. But then again, as we saw before, two things that come into existence at the same time can't have any connection in between each other if they really exist. Because one doesn't have the opportunity to be the cause for the other. You can't say that the defining characteristics are the cause for there being something that is defined, and you can't say that there being something that is defined is the cause for there being defining characteristics. They come into existence at the same time, so they can have no relationship.
Rangin gaksur, rangin gakwa chikwa yinna yang gaksur kagare. Kanyi se na, chinchi jikapso, chinchi chunyi jikapso, yorta yurchin le chede kagare. Phungbo kagpa kagso, jyotan deva le chede kagare. Kham kagpa kagso, senyi dan sunsa le chede kagare. Gaksur kagare.
So the conclusion of these three chapters on the sources of consciousness, the aggregates and the elements all come to the same conclusion that what is examined doesn't really exist. But the way that they are examined is different in each one. In the first one, the examination of the sources of consciousness, then the refutation is made from the perspective of examining the relationship between the object that is perceived and the perceiving subject. In the chapter on the aggregates, the refutation is made from the perspective of the relationship between cause and result. And in the chapter on the elements, the refutation is made independent upon examining the relationship between the defining characteristics of something and that which it defines. So now let's recite all the verses that Rinpoche taught. So we'll recite only the verses from the text itself, which means we leave out the sutra verses that Rinpoche taught. So, right from the opening homage. I prostrate to the greatest of all who speak, the perfect Buddha, who teaches that whatever is dependently arisen does not arise and does not cease, is not permanent and is not extinct, does not come and does not go, and is neither one thing nor many things. I prostrate to the perfect Buddha, who dissolves all fabrications and teaches peace. Things that are results do not exist in their conditions, and if they themselves do not exist, how could anything different from them exist? On the path that has been traveled, there is no moving. On the path that has not been traveled, there is no moving either. And in some other place besides the path that has been traveled and the path that has not, motions are not perceptible in any way at all. The seer does not see itself. How could does not see itself ever see something else? Except for there being the cause of form, form would not be seen. Except for there being what we call form, the cause of form would not appear either. When emptiness comes up for debate, whatever answers try to prove true existence, those answers are unsound, because the answer as well. When explanations are given using emptiness, whoever would try to find faults in them will not be able to find any faults at all, since the faults are empty as well. Space can in no way exist prior to its defining characteristics. If space existed prior to its defining characteristics, it would follow that space could exist without defining characteristics.
Tava Samo, Gomba Samo, Chepa Samo, Solitina Sunga Sumara.
Now we should sing Milarepa's song called The Sources of Power. Milarepa was incredibly powerful. He could perform many miracles. And the sources of his power were his profound view, profound meditation, profound conduct, and so forth. First, Rinpoche will give us the reading transmission. So again, I'll sing a couple verses and then we can all start over from the beginning. There's a whole lot of power in my view. free from extremes beyond concepts. There's a whole lot of power right here in the heart of what's been pure from the very start. There's a whole lot of power in my meditation, undistracted and reference-free. A whole lot of power is what I find in the great clear light, the great clear light. There's a whole lot of power in my view, free from extremes beyond concepts. There's a whole lot of power right here in the heart of what's been pure from the very start. There's a whole lot of power in my meditation, undistracted and reference-free. A whole lot of power is what I find in the great clear light, the great clear light. There's a whole lot of power when I act, because whatever happens, I'm relaxed. There's a whole lot of power flowing easily when actions are natural, relaxed, and free. There's a whole lot of power in the result of pure reality recognizing itself. There's a whole lot of power in the fruit of this great variety being naturally free. There's a whole lot of power in my samaya. I precisely followed the Lama's commands. There's a whole lot of power because nothing is wrong. No vows have been broken, no harm has been done. There's a whole lot of power in my practice, because whatever happens, I adapt to it. There's a whole lot of power, because in the end, all appearances are my friends. I say all appearances are my friend.
Gombe kaso ranji jalola tene kirab di chete chek toma chek to da so kirab di chete ni hine bana tonja nam khata wala tabanga di ja.
When we meditate according to the Middle Way Autonomy School, the Svatantrika Madhyamaka, then we use reasonings like the one that sees that things are neither one nor many, neither one thing nor many things, and since there's no third possibility, we can know that the nature of reality is mere emptiness, like space, and we rest within that. And the way that Jamgon Kontro Lodur Taye explains this in his Treasury of Knowledge is, according to the autonomy school, first analyze and then rest in the total negation of everything that is like space.